Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 14 for Memorial Day 2012. Alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
And joining us for the first time ever, but hopefully not the last, is Jeff Sherman.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's just get right into it with the biggest news of the week. This is huge. Tebowing will be in Madden 13.
No, say it ain't so. They actually got it in.
They actually added something to Madden. They added Tebowing, and so far Victor Cruz's salsa dance has been shown.
Okay, that's good. Can they get the title belt like was in a teaser trailer last year, but I never actually saw in Madden 12?
That'd be pretty amazing.
Now, can anybody Tebow or only Tebow?
I think it's just going to be Tebow.
I would hope so.
A couple years ago, didn't they have where T.O. could do like the pom-pom thing? Or was that just a lie? Is that an urban myth?
I don't know.
I heard there was a myth of he could do the pom-poms or the pull the marker out of his shoe and sign the ball.
You know what? I think I remember seeing the marker, the Sharpie. I remember seeing that, but like I couldn't tell you what game. Might not have been Madden. I don't know.
I always thought that was a myth. I think it was like Madden 02 or something.
But I remember seeing it.
So we're making the assumption that Tebow's actually going to score.
Yeah, they did it in a video just to show it off.
We're making the assumption that Tebow is going to start, aren't we?
Well, he's going to run back a kick, maybe.
Ah, yeah.
It's the best idea.
Because what can't he do?
All right, so what are your guys' favorite celebrations in games? Or what's the game with the best celebration? Because I feel like celebrations have fallen off recently.
That's a good question. I got to think back. I remember really, the Game Day series was kind of fun on the animations because the NFL didn't crack down and you could still do like goofy ones. You could do the worm.
I mean, in wrestling, you more have taunting than celebrating, I guess.
Well yeah.
But that, I guess FIFA, you got to give the nod to because you pretty much have about 20 different options.
Yeah, FIFA wins.
Man, I think it's even more than 20 because they have like the running celebrations, the jumping celebrations, all the slides.
Yeah, FIFA wins on celebrations because you can do everything.
Yeah.
If you'd only do like a choreographed team celebration, that I think would top it all.
Well, FIFA kind of does that, where you can do like the machine gun thing.
True.
Or you can all slide in and sit down while the guy's like teaching you something.
True. It's very true.
Did Madden have where you throw the ball and it's like a grenade and it blows up everybody and they all fall down?
No.
Like the Replacements?
Maybe I'm just thinking of the Replacements. I remember Tiger Woods used to be good, but I think they took all that stuff out.
Yeah, Tiger Woods used to have, you know, lots of fun things, like little like ball, like you'd pick the ball up with your putter and juggle it around for a little bit, but now you just pick the ball up and move on.
Yeah, I think he also had like the fist pound and all that stuff.
Yeah, what, Tiger's gotten a lot less fun in that regard.
What baseball game could you do different celebrations rounding the bases?
I do not remember.
I think it was the MLB series, but it wasn't really celebrations, wasn't it like shooting off fireworks and stuff?
Well, no, I thought when you're running the bases, you could press a button and it would do like the Kirk Gibson arm pull, or you could wheel your arm around. I thought there was something where you could do like a spin and things like that.
I remember being able to hit music and like fireworks. If you were home, you could hit fireworks off with your buttons.
I don't remember this at all in any game.
It was one of those arcadey sims where you had like home run codes.
Yeah, I want to say like Triple Play like 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's going way back before I really played baseball games.
Well, speaking of baseball games, the real big news of this week is that it looks like the MLB 2K series is gonna be dead.
Is this really news? This is more like, you know, delay the inevitable here.
Yeah, it's still sad, though.
Yeah, it is sad. It is sad, but it's not like we didn't see it coming either.
Yeah, I don't think I've played a 2K game since, like, 2K8.
I remember I tried 2K11 last year, and then I went and bought a PS3.
Yeah. Jeff, what was the last 2K game you played?
It's the one with Jeter. I gotta say, was that 6 or 7?
Oh, the game wasn't even like that bad then, was it?
No, it wasn't that bad, but...
But MLB just kind of took off right around that time.
Yeah, MLB just kind of launched, and it really changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you gonna do if you're an Xbox user and you have no baseball game now?
Well, buy a PS3. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what the smart ones do.
It's a lot of pressure for the show, though.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is, that the show has been so good that their biggest complaint is that it doesn't change from year to year.
Yeah. They had some good additions this year, so hopefully they can keep it going.
So no.
I just hope it doesn't kind of turn into a Madden situation where now they feel they can slide.
Right. Oh, there's no $1 million contest, even though 2K12, I guess, took theirs out because someone cheated, right?
No, they let it keep going.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I won.
Someone didn't listen to the show last week.
Yeah.
I had trichodecaphobia.
Yeah. on Gamer Live TV or GamerLive.tv, they did a whole blog post of the 5 ways Major League Baseball gaming can live on if MLB 2K discontinues. And I figure we can discuss this a little bit. Their first thing is 2K can re-sign with MLB and retweak MLB for the next generation.
I think if this was going to happen, we would know it was going to happen. I get what they're saying, and that's what they were doing with NHL, although I thought that was dead too, with NHL 2K.
Yeah, I think NHL 2K is dead as well.
I can see the let's just forget about this generation and move on, but I don't know if 2K is going to do it, because I don't know if they're willing to take the risk. I think they dug themselves into too deep a hole with the 2K series.
Yeah, I think MLB was hoping that 2K would do good with the series, and there would be like a bidding war now that the contract's up.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody really wants to buy the exclusive rights anymore. And if 2K does re-get them and go straight for next generation, that means they're not going to put out a game next year.
Which means Xbox is still screwed.
Yeah, and MLB is not going to let that fly without them putting out a game.
Are they? I mean, if no one does the contract, it's not like they can force Sony to make the show for everything.
Well, yeah. That is correct.
At least to the best of my knowledge, they can't.
Right, but if 2K signs the contract with MLB, MLB is not going to let them not make a game next year.
Right.
So,
but it'll just be another bad, you know, they probably will barely work on it. It'll be a, you know, rehash of 12 with updated rosters. And.
But if they do that, do you think anybody would buy 13?
Probably
or
not.
Or even 14 going on in the future?
Probably not, no. It's just got such a bad reputation now.
Yeah, unless the show falls on its face, which you can't really see happening, I don't see anyone going back.
All right, then their next point was that 2K can re-sign with MLB and bring back the bigs.
This is the one I think they should do.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody wants a non-sim game. You know, like if your only choice is some kiddie game.
The bigs is fun.
For $60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if they did more to the bigs, like maybe it's the bigs, but there's still like a full season mode in it or something. Because the bigs gameplay was fun. The problem is just there's just not much depth there.
Yeah, but nobody that plays baseball on Xbox is going to be happy with only the bigs.
This is true. I guess I hate to see the bigs die.
Well, it is Nicktoons MLB now, so you can go play that. I think there's one coming out for 3DS, Scott, so that's perfect for you.
Is there still?
I think so.
Okay.
Number three, MLB could team with EA Sports for the return of MVP Baseball, which is kind of what everybody's really hoping for nowadays.
I think it was even assumed this was going to happen, but I guess it doesn't seem very likely.
Yeah.
Or we haven't heard that it seems very likely.
Yeah, I think they're keeping quiet about it for now.
E3, maybe we'll hear something.
Yeah.
But I doubt we'll see. I still doubt you'll see anything on the Xbox next year.
Well, I don't know. They've already got... EA put out their Facebook game of baseball.
Yeah, they used the MVP name in that, didn't they? Or...
I think they called it like Superstars or something.
Oh, okay.
But it was essentially Ultimate Team.
Right, yeah, or you know, their Facebook
game. So they're
whatever.
Halfway to the game.
Yeah, they've got Ultimate Team figured out. And I'd say Ultimate Team I think would be great in baseball.
Yeah, I love Diamond Dynasty, but if it was real Ultimate Team, I think I'd be more excited.
Yeah, I got issues with Diamond Dynasty, but... Yeah. That could be a topic for another day, but...
I got issues. My first baseman just retired, and I kind of want to cry because he was a beast.
Why can't you buy contracts and renew your players? That doesn't make sense to me.
I think he's just saying he got old and retired.
No, he only had 40 games. That was it.
So it was like Kerry Wood.
Yeah. Andy Labine will go down in my heart forever as the first player that got good, and then I wanted to keep playing with them.
That's cool.
Number four, Sega could bring back World Series Baseball.
Now, I had always thought that World Series Baseball and the 2K series were kind of the same, or that they evolved out of 2K evolved out of the World Series games.
World Series, I think the greatest thing about that was, I think it was the first game with Home Run Derby, and it was the first game that would tell you how far you hit your home run.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball did that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. Actually, I take it back. RBI Baseball did that on NES.
Well, all right. There you go.
Yeah.
And yes, World Series Baseball did become MLB 2K3.
But I guess Sega probably has, which it seems kind of odd that Sega could have the name on World Series Baseball.
Yeah, it was developed by, it's always been developed by Visual Concepts.
Right.
So maybe it's just, if it's just 2K that's screwing up the game, maybe they go back to Sega. But Sega has no money.
Yeah.
Sega's like literally hemorrhaging money as a company.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen because they're not going to pay for the MLB license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last thing on their list is that Sony can push MLB The Show as the ultimate baseball franchise, which is kind of what they're doing already.
They weren't doing this already? That's what I was thinking. I mean, how can they push it any more other than now they can claim it's the only baseball game in town?
Yeah. I would like to see them kind of... They're never going to do it, but if they could get the show on Xbox, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're never going to do that.
Then I would sit here and look at my PS3 and go, why?
Yeah. What they didn't mention was I would love to see Konami come out with a baseball game. Because their Japanese game is really good.
I guess if anyone, they'd be in the best position to do it because they have the infrastructure of a baseball game already done.
Mm-hmm. Their engine's good. They have the superstar mode. They have all the franchise modes. The only thing is literally they just don't have the U.S. teams.
Yeah, so you think it would, Konami would almost, kind of like an underdog to maybe go after the license?
I don't think they would do it, but if anybody, I would rather see them do it.
I can agree with that.
Just because they've been doing it.
Yeah. If only in Japan.
Yeah. Like, EA Sports hasn't really come out with a game since 6-7 years ago. So, you know, who knows what. None of the MVP games came out on Xbox, on 360 or PS3.
No.
So it really wouldn't make sense for them to start development on a game on a system that's going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
I just saw that, speaking of systems that are going to be gone soon, I just saw that FIFA 13 and Pro Evolution Soccer 13 will both be on PS2 this year.
Oh, wow.
PS2?
Yep.
Well, why waste the money?
Because at this point, they've probably been the same game for a few years now.
Mm.
So it's like updating rosters and printing discs. Is Madden coming out for PS2?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that'll be a first. And usually it always seems to be a Madden game that gets to be the last game.
Madden 12 was the last one on PS2.
Okay. I think I want to say Madden 09 was the last one on the Xbox.
This is going to sound bad, but do you think it's because there's so many underdeveloped countries that are in FIFA?
That's not a bad thought, actually.
It's not a bad thought, but yes, it does sound bad the way you're going.
It does sound bad, but it's probably not inaccurate either.
So, like, they're just getting the PS2 now, so, you know.
Well, not that they're just getting it, but maybe they can't afford it, or...
How much is the PS2 now?
Yeah.
I think it's 100 bucks now.
It's possible.
It's been 100 for a while.
But I was watching the Kodo Mayweather 24/7, and Kodo was playing his kids in like original Xbox. But then he went and hung out with his boys, and they were playing Tiger Woods on Kinect. So I don't know if his money's going to the right place. Well, Scott, you've been playing a new game, Mario Tennis Open. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I went and picked it up on release day, kind of sadly. Yeah, it was a nice walk that day. So I've been playing it for about a week now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the beginning. Why don't you tell me your story of how you tried to scam Amazon and they got you good?
No, I was impatient. I pre-ordered it from Amazon and I think I forgot that it came out on a Sunday. And so, like, I only have to work 3 hours on Sunday and I'm off all day Monday. So I'm just going to walk to Target and buy it and then return the one I get from Amazon to Target when it comes in. But when I got the one from Amazon, they had put a special sticker on it over the barcode. So there was no way I could return it to Target without trying to tear that off and possibly tear the plastic. You know, it wouldn't have worked out well. And then when I just tried to return it to Amazon and eat like the $5 shipping, it turns out I had used like 20 bucks of promo credit that they can't refund.
So don't try to.
It worked with WWE 12.
Now you may talk about the actual game.
If you've played any Mario Tennis game ever, that much is pretty much the same. Have either of you guys played Mario Tennis recently?
Not since Wii Sports.
That doesn't even count. But
it's tennis. You hit A.
Well, it's not Mario Tennis, though. So it's not the same game. Basically, the basics of the game are the same since the game debuted on the N64. So if you've played any Mario Tennis since then, you know what to expect there. The changes since the last one on the GameCube are that they took out the character-specific power shots and replaced them with everyone can do the same power shots if they get the opportunity to. So basically, if the ball is hit at you the right way, you'll have the there will be a little spot that appears in the court, and then you can like hit a hard topspin shot or a really bending slice or a really high lob. You know, just arcade versions of the regular shots. But good, solid tennis game. My complaints, they're kind of few and far between. Online is a little simplistic in that you can only play a tiebreaker match or a one set game.
What kind of characters do you get? You play like Luigi versus like Toadstool?
Yeah, the Mario versus Luigi. It's all Mario. It's just a bunch of Mario characters. So if you like Mario games, that's fun. The characters are different a little bit. Mario and Luigi are like the all-around characters like you'd expect. Bowser and Donkey Kong are power characters. And then like Boo is a tricky character and his slices curve ridiculously. I hate playing against them and love playing as them.
Sounds like some potential.
Yeah. And you can play as your Mii and like dress him up in different clothes that customize the way he plays, which is kind of new to the series.
The last Mario Tennis I played was on Virtual Boy.
Wow.
And I have quite a headache from that.
Wow. I don't even count that as a Mario Tennis game. I mean, I should, but I kind of don't. Because the one they've been building on has been since the N64.
Have you unlocked any of the special characters?
I have unlocked Baby Mario. That's it.
Ooh, what are QR downloadable characters?
All right. So I don't know about characters, but there was a Mii costume you can unlock by going to the Mario Tennis Open website and snapping a picture of a QR code.
Interesting.
And I got like a Yoshi costume for my Mii. It's kind of weird looking.
All right, that's pretty cool. There's a blue Yoshi and a red Yoshi. You should go online and get all those guys.
Are there more now? Because like, there's only one when I looked before.
There's red, blue, light blue, yellow, pink, white, and black Yoshis.
Wow, that is a lot of Yoshis.
That's what I was gonna say. I've been unlocking like parts. Like I guess like you can totally. It seems kind of odd because it gives you all these different parts you can customize your character. But if you use everything from a set, it gives you even more of a boost to your stats.
Wow, you're right. I just went there, and you can dress your Mii up in a Yoshi costume.
Yeah.
Is awesome.
If only this game wasn't on 3DS.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a good game. The biggest thing I like is that you can play with your friends even if they don't have Mario Tennis. And it's not really limited at all like a lot of DS games were. You can still play as everybody. And you're only limited to like courts.
Wait. Explain that again.
All right, so let's say I have...
You only need one cartridge as long as you guys all have systems?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's not really all that limited. The only limitation is quarts. You only get 3 quarts to play on versus, like, all the... And they're all, like, the standard quarts as opposed to, like, the goofy ones, which aren't all... They're just, you know, different combinations of ball speed and bounce and, like, hardness.
I think you should go online and download all these QR codes to get all these guys...
If there was more than one when I looked, I would have. If there's more now, I will.
Yeah, if you just Google image search QR codes for Mario Tennis Open.
Oh, they're like all available already?
Yeah.
Whether they're supposed to be or not.
Yeah, the last two that were hidden were black and white Yoshi.
Okay.
Which came out this weekend.
All right, I'll take a look. But yeah, good game. If you like Mario, if you like tennis, yeah. If you have a 3DS, it's undoubtedly the best sports game on the 3DS.
How was the 3D?
That is. Have we been over this? I can't see 3D.
I believe we've discussed it, but
yeah. So yeah.
Let's just all ponder how smart it was for Scott to buy a 3D console when he can't see 3D.
Well played.
Speaking of well played, UEFA Euro 2012 patch came out.
That's well played.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people play it.
All right.
They might not play it well, but they fix some little stuff like. Freezes in team management screen.
I'm just trying to think, like, how many layers does this game have at this point then? So you need FIFA 12. That has a patch. They need to buy this. This has a patch.
It's like an onion.
Yeah.
They fixed freezing. If you have assisted controls, you can't play people with manual controls.
Well, that's good.
And you are no longer able to switch to the goalkeeper in online tournament mode. Dumb.
Was Was there like an exploit there?
Probably. Hey, you know what they should patch in? The ability to play your friend. Because that would be great.
Yeah, everything you just named off is something that A, should have been released the first time, and B, it just looks like they did work to make somebody look like they did something.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing. They still have overlooked all the major issues of the whole downloadable patch.
And initially, I was excited that it was just a download and not something I had to go out and buy. And now I kind of wish it was a full release.
Would that make it better if it had all the same problems?
If it had the ability to play multiplayer.
All right, I guess.
This episode's definitely being called Full Release.
They had the right idea, wrong execution.
Yeah.
They were close.
No, they're close. I mean, the game for most 8 was good. I mean, this one kind of missed the mark, but I think as the tournament comes on June 8th, you know, maybe I'll get more excited. But if I can't play my friends, then that's not really something I want to log on to play.
And you'll be excited until you want to play as a team that's not real in the game.
True.
Like Gareth Barry. Well, that's the English guy, right?
Well, Gareth Barry is a real person. You're talking about fake Gareth Bale.
Yeah, which I think is like Barrett.
Or, you know, say you wanted to be the host team, you can't even be them because they're not licensed.
So this tournament isn't the one that I watched the final of a few weeks ago, is it?
No.
No.
That was Champions League.
Yeah, this is like the mini World Cup, but just for you.
Soccer is so confusing.
Put it this way, there's no off season in soccer. There's always
that's awesome.
Don't worry, Scott. I had to go through all this last year. Well, don't worry. Have they started qualifying for like Euro 2014 yet?
Well, they're starting the World Cup 2014 games, which USA I think won yesterday.
Yes, and it's 2012 now.
Yep.
That's my main confusion about soccer.
Your crazy long qualification process.
Yeah, like since Chelsea won the Champions League title, they're in the Champions League tournament next year.
Correct. Well,
that seems fairly. That makes sense.
But if they didn't win, since they came in sixth in the regular season, they wouldn't have qualified for it next year.
Correct.
Wait, so wait, it's how they did this year that affects how they get into the tournament next year?
Right.
What?
Now here's the real mind bender. Say you had a player on this year's team that helped you win, and then he gets transferred to another team that's in the tournament. I don't think he's eligible to play for the other team.
Nope.
That's why this makes no sense.
Oh, it's tough, but you just gotta, I mean, each piece has its own little quirks.
So, like, Torres won the cup this year, which is why they're going to be in next year, and most likely he'll be playing against them next year.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just tell me when there's a good game on TV and I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I do it.
And I'll try not to get into the specifics. I kind of understand how the World Cup works.
There's countries they play.
I think out of all of them, the World Cup's probably the easiest.
Yeah.
You get 60-something teams, and you work your way down to a tournament of 30, I guess. And then you just play it all the way. And it's pretty easy. It's kind of like the World Baseball Classic, I guess.
Yeah, because that's not confusing.
Well, I guess, except that people actually want to play in the World Cup, unlike the World Baseball Classic.
And it's funny, because you think the Olympics would be important, but nobody really cares about the Olympics.
Well, the problem with the Olympics is you have to have everybody under the age of 23, except you get 3 exempt players. So, for example, like England, everyone's under 23, but they're going to play David Beckham, who's like 40.
You mean Great Britain?
Correct.
Because England doesn't exist in the Olympics.
Right. Yes.
It's very confusing stuff.
Who still watches the Olympics?
I'm going to try and find fencing.
I watch curling. That's about it.
Yeah, there's like a few events, but I mean, outside of that, I mean.
Yeah, it's outside of the marquee events, it's not like you just sit and watch the Olympics, whatever they throw in front of you.
I mean, I'm going to say I miss the Cold War because I miss the rivalry of like USA versus the USSR. There's no rivalries anymore.
Yeah, that's why I just throw on like Rocky IV every once in a while just to feel it.
I mean, it's not like North Korea is invited to the Olympics, right? So
are they?
I'm sure they're not. Well, I don't know.
Good question. I don't know. Maybe.
North Korea is scheduled to compete in the 2012 Summer Olympics.
All right, then.
Wow. I guess if we match up against them in something, that might be rivalry, but...
I guess the difference is, are they actually good at anything?
Well, that's another question.
They have qualified for women's archery. There's a men's flyweight boxer, a 10-meter platform diving woman.
What weight is flyweight?
Isn't that ridiculously light?
52 kilograms.
That's like 120 pounds. I was like that in fourth grade.
Well, that's they're sending in. They're sending a fourth grader.
And the women's soccer team will be there.
Oh, all right.
Oh, and you know what? In group play, they play America.
All right. Now that I will turn in.
All right. There we go. Women's soccer. We found something.
July 31st at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, don't they play like before the Olympics? Doesn't the soccer start before the Olympics actually start?
I think so, because they have to get through the group play, right?
Yeah.
I'm circling my calendar. July
31st. Oh, Chef, you know what they got, right? Mad table tennis players.
This is true. They probably are too good at that.
Wow.
I'm going to try and find fencing. And it'll probably be on at like 3 in the morning on like Telemundo or something.
Isn't ballroom dancing a summer Olympic event?
Dear God.
I swear to God. I think.
Please tell me that's a joke.
No, I think this is true.
Look, I'm not one to argue if a thing's a sport, if it's not a sport.
No.
But don't tell me ballroom dancing is a sport in the Olympics.
I will Google it right now, but I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
It is an IOC sanctioned event.
Wow. All right, then.
This is going to be the first time, right?
Nope. 2010. No. Yeah, I think
that's the guy who spent 10 weeks watching Donald Driver win Dancing with the Stars.
We're not talking about that on the show.
Unreal.
All right. Also, this week they released the WWE 13 teaser trailer.
I think it was leaked. I don't think they released it officially, but it was leaked.
Well.
But.
Did you guys see this?
I did, yeah.
Seems pretty interesting. They're going to have a lot of Attitude Era stars.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of exciting. Because I know on Twitter recently, I went back and played SmackDown 2. And just going through the roster of that game, it's just such a good time in wrestling.
It's the time we grew up on, you know? It's like,
well, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's part of it. So they're releasing this game at a good time. And, I want to wait a little bit more to see what else they're going to do. But it's a good hook. So in the video, we've got a few confirmed characters, or Attitude Era characters. Stone Cold, Mankind, and The Undertaker. Which you could probably be kind of obvious, but specifically they look like they did then. Mankind is like the, you know, baggy dress shirt and brown tights. Undertaker's like the second version, you know, like 98, 99.
Old school Undertaker.
Well, not even
old. Not to be confused with old school Undertaker.
Yeah, not purple Undertaker, but black, yeah. Undertaker.
Yeah.
It's essentially a throwback to when WWE games were good, like the No Mercy and WrestleMania stuff.
I can only hope that that's the direction the game goes in because of this. But the other thing is, a lot of the video clips included clips from WCW and ECW. So I'm kind of curious if they're going to try and work out any deals with those guys, too.
Well, not if they own them all, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, they own the video, but they don't necessarily own the rights to the characters.
I don't know if you saw Chris Jericho was just named the 27th greatest wrestler in WCW history. Which is also the number his father wore in hockey, which is also
stuff
the day getting recorded.
I saw that. But, and that's the other thing. Like, can we get Attitude Era versions of guys like Chris Jericho who are probably going to be you, who will be in the game? I don't doubt he'll be in the game anyway.
The question is, if there is an Attitude version, will it be a different guy or just a costume? I hope it's a costume, because that whole, you have to have two different Christians, two different kings.
Yeah,
was
the game has had that problem for a while. And then the other problem it's had is when it is just a costume, then you're like, you'd be like American Badass Undertaker, but coming out to like, you know, current Undertaker's entrance, which doesn't make any sense.
And doing the powerbomb as your finisher?
Well, no, you still have the same moves even.
The Last Ride.
Yeah.
So I guess I just hope.
Let's all look back. That was a pretty kick-ass thing, right?
The Last Ride?
When he came out as American Badass. Like, retrospect, that was pretty awesome when it happened.
When it happened, yes. And I guess it sort of fit with the time, but then after a while, it's like, you know what? He was more cool, you know, when he was an interesting character and not just another guy.
Yeah, the problem is you knew when he was coming out because they took away the ring steps from the ring so he could get cycle around. So you kind of knew when he was going to come out from the back.
I remember going to shows then and just like randomly, hey, why are they pulling the ring steps away? Oh, but Undertaker's coming.
All right, let's not get into how fake wrestling is, because that's a whole other story. I saw the Nasty Boys at a WCW taping back in the day.
Oh, wow.
That was bad. And they also show, in the video, they show a clip of some dude suplexing Big Show off the top rope.
Oh, yeah, and the ring collapses.
And it breaks the ring. If that's in the game, that's awesome.
Will it be in the game? Yes. It's just a matter of how it will be in the game. I'd hate to think that you could never superplex Big Show just because the ring would always collapse and then the match would end.
That would be pretty awesome, though.
It's probably just like something that happens in universe mode or something.
But are either of you actually excited for this game?
Not yet. I probably will be because that always happens to me. But
I was close. I almost bought 12 and then I kind of backed away thinking, but I think I'm there for 13. I think I'm ready to recommit and see what it's like.
I definitely think the Attitude Era stars will be a big pull, big draw for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I like 12, but the online issues, and I didn't really like Universe Mode. So after I beat the Road to WrestleMania stuff, I was kind of bored.
Yeah, I could see that. If you don't like Universe Mode, there's not a lot for you in the game.
Yeah. I still don't really understand Universe Mode. But yeah,
my biggest drawback with modern WWE games is the roster. It's just not as interesting. Like, there are guys I simply don't want to play as, whereas you go back to like No Mercy and in WrestleMania 2000, even like the early SmackDown games, there's still guys I don't want to play as. But
Viscera, continue. And Mark Henry.
Actually, I like Mark Henry better today. But anyway.
Yeah, but back then it was like Bear Hug and Clothesline.
Yeah. Yeah, there were far less of them. Like, even like the mid-card guys were a lot of fun to play as.
I agree. Even though you hate D'Lo Brown, you still play as him.
Yeah, because he's got cool moves. I remember like totally dominating the endurance mode in No Mercy, whatever they called that. Survival mode. It just like play through like 100 guys. I remember like just dominating that thing with Perry Saturn.
First off, Perry Saturn was really good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like, but you know, mid-card guy who never did much, but was still fun to play as. Whereas the mid-card guys who don't do much today aren't even fun to play as. Like Heath Slater and basically any of the Nexus people who haven't, any of the Nexus people who aren't Wade Barrett.
I really liked Heath Slater in the Heathers. All right.
Cricket.
Yep. So not really sports for video game news, more like sports.
And even I get the significance of this.
Supposedly, the Steinbrenners could be putting the Yankees up for sale.
So that would be like end of an era, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I believe they've had it since 1973, when they were bad. George Steinbrenner bought them for $8.8 million in 1973.
Wow. And the other crazy thing is, how much would the Yankees sell for?
Well, the Dodgers went for $2 billion. I mean, to think the Yankees would. I mean, I'm going to throw out a number. I'm going to say five times more expensive.
Wow.
It's going to be whatever it is.
So is it just that the rest of the family doesn't want to run a baseball team, or?
I think they just saw how much the Dodgers got, and they're like, well, you know, our stadium was $1 billion to make, and all the branding and marketing. I mean, they probably figured they could just cash out. I mean, they never have to work again. Neither do their kids or their kids' kids. But
yeah,
I mean, how do you walk away from a $10 billion offer?
I guess not.
And you consider that their stadium doesn't even have, like, a marketing name. It's just Yankee Stadium.
That's good to see. That's always good to see.
Yeah.
Well, this says that experts are estimating it could be worth $3 billion, which I gotta believe is low.
Yeah.
Like, Dodgers are a big name, but Yankees are probably the biggest sports name in the world.
Yeah, how many people do you see wearing Dodgers hats?
Yeah.
Not many.
And, like, all of Japan knows the Yankees.
Wow. They also know the Dodgers with Hideo Nomo.
But I'm pretty sure Hideki Matsui was bigger when he came over.
Yeah.
But I think they are like the number one selling jersey in the world, number one hat in the world. I just hope they don't sell out and become like kind of a joke. Like change the stadium to like Google Field at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that I would not like that. I don't even necessarily like, I don't really like the Yankees because I'm sort of like the, you know, I always hate the always do wells. But I would hate to see Yankee Stadium name change.
But actually, it does seem like a good time to sell out if they're going to try to cash out now with, like, Rivera, Pettit, Jeter all being at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
let
the
someone
Yankees,
else build a new generation.
The great thing with the Yankees is, you know, no name on the back of the jersey, you know, very simple. I mean, that's their success is not going over the top. So anybody that buys them and tries to change that, it could be a really dangerous thing.
Yeah. All right. And then speaking of the Yankees' most arch of rivals, I don't know if you guys heard, but Kurt Schilling, who is doing a video game studio called 38 Studios.
Hear this.
So the long and short version of the story is Kurt Schilling wanted to make a MMO game. And to do that, they got a big loan from Rhode Island to move the company out of Massachusetts. And I think it was like a $75 million loan.
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I just kind of know what happened this week.
Yeah. And with it was a $75 million loan, and with interest, they would end up paying back like $120 million. And I think this was like their second or third payment they were supposed to make back of like $1.2 million they were supposed to pay back to the government, and they didn't pay it.
Wah, wah.
And then they did pay it by not paying off any of their people, but now they've laid off everyone at one of the studios they own, and now they've laid off everyone at 38 Studios.
Just hold on a second. Kurt Schilling, and this is according to Baseball Reference, made $114 million playing baseball. That's mm-hmm. not including ESPN, endorsements, all that. How could he not come up with that money?
I know. Well, the story was, apparently, when he started the company, he put like $4 million of his own money in. And when he got that loan from Rhode Island, he took his $4 million back out.
So basically, he wants to make video games, but doesn't want to put his own money into them.
Right. Which, you know, makes sense.
Well, I mean, but it's one of those things that, you know, everyone would do that if they could. But apparently he can't.
Right. And they did come out with a game, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, last year, which was pretty good. I think it sold like 1.5 million copies, but it was a failure because they should have sold like 3 million. And I think now the state of Rhode Island owns the IP to the game they were going to make.
That's kind of funny.
But now the taxpayers of Rhode Island have to pay like $130 million.
That's unfortunate.
I think Rhode Island should come out with a baseball game. That'd be kind of cool.
Then did you hear the other part of the story where, like, a bunch of people that they relocated thought, like, their homes had been sold, like, through the bank, and only to find out they hadn't been, and they're now on the hook for the mortgage?
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, that there was a... I forget who... I think Susick had the link to that story. Or the part where, like, the governor of Rhode Island was giving a press conference about the whole situation, and didn't even know that the entire like company had been laid off an hour beforehand.
Yeah, and I think one of the people that agreed to the loan, like, retired, like whoever was governor before that actually
whoever
pushed it through.
Yeah, and I know the big deal with the current governor was that, hey, I was against this.
Yeah.
Well, it went through. Now you got to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any more government-backed games.
Probably not, no.
Anytime soon.
Unfortunate situation all around. Kurt Schilling kind of doesn't look very good right now.
But speaking of money, word on the street from Pasta Padre is that there's a decent chance that Amazon will drop Madden NFL 13 to $45 soon.
Excellent.
Keep an eye out for that.
I will jump all over that.
Because NCAA is already $45 on Amazon for the pre-order. I know Jeff's getting it, right, Jeff?
I am. I've never been an Amazon guy, but I think all signs are pointing toward I need to figure it out and get there.
Prices are why I started buying a lot of things from Amazon.
I guess if it allows me to avoid GameStop, I will do whatever it takes.
Yep.
That's part of it. It's like it's either Amazon for me or Best Buy or GameStop or Walmart.
And actually, with the money I saved by going with Amazon, I got the.
I'll mention that I moderately ripped Amazon off just yesterday because I decided to. Yeah, I know. Amazon and me have been going back and forth and who can screw the other out of money, it seems. So I sold back FIFA 12. I traded in FIFA 12 to them yesterday. And I'm going to get $29.70 back for it.
Nice.
And I bought FIFA for $30 on Black Friday from Amazon. So I'm only losing 30 cents total.
I think with the $60 I bought in FIFA and probably the couple hundred I've dropped in Ultimate Team, I'm only a couple hundred in the hole.
Plus 20 for Euro.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Which is why I don't think I'm going to trade in FIFA 12. Just because of Euro.
You've invested too much into it.
Yeah. Mm.
So if you want to go back and play the Euro tournament with half real teams,
yeah,
you've got FIFA 12.
That's another reason I don't like that. It's just a download.
Yeah.
Oh, but with the money I saved from NCAA, I got the NCAA Football 13 Official Player's Guide. Now, you may think that's dumb.
Yep.
But now, I would agree with you, because I remember in NCAA 11, it was like some little book that had about 12 pages in it. This is not that. They've switched it over to these other guys like SGibbs7 on Twitter and like the Madden Bible guys, I believe. That could be completely wrong. But now it's a 224-page book breaking down every team. So I'm back. Done by SGibbs and Z Farls. Pretty pumped.
I still don't see the point.
Because the reason I do it is because it's like, oh, let me do my Road to Glory with like a crappy school. Then it's like, how do I know like all these schools outside of the top 25? How do I know if they're good?
No, okay.
Or how do I know what kind of what plays they can run?
Okay, I was gonna say I just assumed that they're not, but
that gives you something to work with.
So you got some bathroom reading material then?
Yeah. Because I remember the ones from like NCAA, like 08 and 09, they were like pretty big, like 40, 50, 60 page books. And it would give you the breakdown of like all the formations each team would run. It's pretty good stuff. $12.99. Go pick it up on Amazon. Because you're going to save $15 anyway.
Yeah, here's my theory is that this is all information that'll be available on the internet at some point.
Yeah, but I think not as broken down as these guys are going to do it. So let's just hop right into the Twitter questions. Or Twitter question.
Yeah, singular there.
Skittle6547 writes in, now that the MLB 2K series has announced that it will be no more, do you think more sports games will be canceled, and what do you think it will do to the industry?
Well, you got to think there's only going to be room for one NBA game eventually. EA is making an honest effort with NBA Live, but I don't think it's going to last. It might be a few years, but
I think with NBA, I mean, not to sound, just to go back to your thing about third world countries, but if one NBA series more goes toward the urban audience, the other one goes toward, you know, realistic gameplay, I think they could succeed. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about hockey.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure NHL is done with 2K hockey now.
Yeah.
They were supposed to take off a year and come back.
And then they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, they like still did like 2K11 for the Wii, didn't they?
Yeah, they 2K10 was the final one, was the last one released for PS3 and 360. And 2K11 was only on the Wii.
And since then, they haven't really said anything. Right. They never officially canceled it, though. We just thought they were kind of on hiatus. I don't think any current...
They said, all they've said is that they were taking off a year to redesign, but it's been 2 years now. So
I don't think any current sports games are in like real danger.
But there's also not real competition in any sports games.
Yeah, that's probably part of it. Except for like NBA is the only one that's going to have competition this year, it seems. There's still FIFA and Pro Evo too.
Yeah. I think Pro Evo is a much lesser.
Yeah, I don't think FIFA's going anywhere. I mean,
no.
It's the Madden of that world.
But Pro Evo's hanging on.
Apparently, NHL is like the Madden of Canada.
Well, yeah.
I just heard people saying that like I've heard a few people say that the launch of NHL in Canada kind of rivals that of Madden in the US.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good from what I've seen. Looks like it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, Jeff's going to get it this year.
I am.
Scott?
That's why I just traded in NHL 12 and FIFA 12.
All right, Scott, we got to get you getting more games.
Now that my Kings are in the Stanley Cup Finals, I've had a renewed passion for hockey.
Your Kings and your Devils. You're a Jersey guy.
Old home versus new home, you know?
I'm pretty pumped.
This is the big reason I can't really get... Like, I love hockey. It's probably my favorite sport. But without like without an NHL team to really get into that's nearby, that's close enough to really support, or, you know, get coverage on TV around here for that matter.
How does Wisconsin not have a hockey team?
I know!
They have like an AHL team.
Yeah, we've got an AHL team. There's right here in Green Bay, we've got a junior league team that's really good. In fact, they just won the league playoffs on Wednesday.
And the college team's good, right? Wisconsin's got a good college team.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they've been great the last couple years, but they were good. They're generally good. I just think they've kind of slumped off a few years. We also have the Division III college hockey champions here.
I don't think Columbus or Nashville or a town like that even deserves a professional team.
No.
First off, the Blue Jackets are pretty good.
Yeah, but I just, well.
Columbus, though, really?
I know. Get Rick Nash out of there. Send him to a good team.
Yeah. All right. You know what? No. All right. Ohio. I guess I don't really know what the Ohio hockey scene is like, but I know around here we would support an NHL team.
Would you?
Well, I'd like to think we would. The hockey seems like a relatively popular sport around here.
All right. Let me ask you one question. You can choose one thing to make MLB The Show better for next year. What would it be?
Oh, that's on the spot.
I'll let Jeff go first while you're thinking, Seth.
It's never going to happen because MLB has to sign off on it, but I want more realistic either fighting or steroid lines in, like, you know, the Road to the Show, but there's no way MLB will ever let it happen.
It's true.
I'd even take like a workaround, like...
Even just like suspension. It's like, this dude's been suspended 50 games. We won't tell you why, but you know.
I don't think they'll suspend, but I remember seeing, like, so-and-so can't play today due to personal reasons, you know, without really specifying what they are.
I feel like they're just ignoring the elephant in the room. And even though they want to put their best foot forward and, you know, not promote it, it's still part of the game.
Yeah, well, sports are always going to be like, I mean, Madden's the same way.
Yeah, they've had to take out a lot of stuff because of NFL for Madden.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah.
I guess I would add an honest-to-God online franchise.
Yeah. Just having the season thing's kind of a little lacking.
Yeah, well, and, you know, continue, but I guess it's just true. You know, that's probably a lot of infrastructure there. Not to mention online probably has to improve for that to really be worth it.
I feel like it's getting better.
How about the online gameplay that actually has a decent, like, server? I feel like if you don't play really late at night, you're not going to have smooth play.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to know what mine is? Like, the physics animation thing, where it's like, if a guy's in the middle of something and I hit something, I want him to do it, not just finish out the old animation.
So, like, stop whatever it is you're doing and do what I want you to do now.
Yeah.
I don't care how you have to get there, just do it.
Yeah, because, like, playing online, a lot of people will do, like, a bunt with a guy on first. They'll send the runner, and then they'll just run straight to third because you can't make the play at first and then get out of that animation quick enough to throw the ball to third. Or you can't do, like, you can't start a double play a second, like if there's runners on first and third, you can't start a double play a second and then try to do something else. And it's kind of a frustration online.
I guess a lot of this goes into make online better.
Well, it's only because the human people are doing things that the computer probably wouldn't do normally.
Right, that's true. You're never going to get around that. My worst is the people that, if they know I'm going to sack bunt, they'll just pitch out because you cannot pull the bat back.
Yeah, you just got to get better with that.
No, literally, you can't, like, once you hit the bunt button, there's no way out of it. I mean, once the pitch is thrown.
Well, that's why I do, I don't really do sack bunts.
Yeah. Well, but then it's like, oh, well, now I've got a pitcher up, so I'm just going to throw low, and I'm going to, like, roll into a guaranteed double play.
Yeah, but then you just do, a bunt for a base hit. Usually works out just as well.
Yeah.
But I've actually been hitting crazy good with my pitchers recently. Josh Outman has, like, 6 hits in his last 2 games.
Are you just an X button guy, or are you using the square and circle?
Mostly X, but then with 2 strikes, I'll switch to a circle.
Yeah, I've given up on power swing. It does nothing.
Yeah. Even if you know exactly where the pitch is going to be,
yep.
You're going to hit more homers with contact than square.
Interesting.
Just because you have a better shot of hitting the ball.
Yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Like when they showed a little thing that pops up after the pitch, there's like a huge disparity between like the power swing and the regular swing. And guys that are good contact, their contact swing, well, the circle will be like the size of 2/3 of the zone.
Yeah, Nigel Morgan is like that. His contact swing is like the whole zone.
Yeah. But then the power swing is like Glenn Allen Hill in MLB, in Ken Griffey Jr. Where it's like a dot, the size of the ball. But I think that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where are you?
At DarthObvious.
Jeff, great having you on this episode. Where can people find you on the internets?
My pleasure. Twitter, you can find me at JSherm23. You can also find me at 23's Thoughts on Facebook. And then my website is 23sthoughts.wordpress.com.
And we'll have links to all that in the show notes. Also, don't forget to be a fan of That Sports Gamer on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Circle us on Google Plus, gplus.to/thatsportsgamer. You can send emails in to fans@thatsportsgamer.com. If you want to play games with us like NCAA 13 and NHL, you can go to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues to sign up. Don't forget we're doing the charity thing in October, thatsportsgamer.com/charity. Rate and review us on iTunes and tell all your friends. For Jeff and for Scott, this is TJ. We'll talk to you next week.